problem in general over the last few years has been increasing. It is a big economic cost for anyone cropping like us. And we're in a particular area where the problem is bad. We've got rivers, stock routes, plenty of avenues where the pigs can travel along. We can control pigs, but a few days later there's more arriving again.
In terms of damage, what percentage of crops have you lost directly as a result of pigs?
Certainly what spurred us into action was a corn crop about 3 years ago, and we estimate yield losses of around 55 to 60%, several tonnes a hectare. That really got us realising that the previous control methods we'd been using, which was allowing people to come on and hunt using dogs, and a little bit of shooting and a little bit of trapping, that those measures just weren't effective.
What role did the LLS have in baiting these pigs?
The first and most important one is using their contacts and databases to sit down and logically map out the areas that could be targeted to look at where the pig numbers are being reported in high levels. Then they've contacted producers, and really, in a lot of cases, you do need quite a bit of pushing to get people to adopt this new form of control or to make sure that we are coordinating it all together at about the same time. And then the big thing, of course, is to actually coordinate your baiting. They've been able to provide a mobile service where they'll come out onto one of the properties central to the others, and we can bring the grain that way instead of having to cart it all into town.
You mentioned you've got to undertake efforts to make sure that the pigs will eat the baited grain. What are you doing on your property, and what are your neighbours doing to ensure that that happens?
The easiest thing is to observe where the pigs are and to then lay non-baited grain out. We use sorghum or chickpea gratings or other sort of semi-waste grain that you've always got a little bit left over in the sheds or the silos. Simply put it out in a relatively small amount, maybe 50 or 60 kilos initially, see how much they eat, and then over a period of around 10 to 14 days minimum, gradually increase the amount of free feed grain that's been put out so that you can establish your numbers, so that by the end of it, you might be feeding out 300 or 400 kilos at a particular site if there's a lot of pigs. And you know that when your time comes to be deploying your 1080 poison bait, that's the amount that you need to be putting out. So you get them, I guess, trained is the worst, get the pigs trained to be expecting feed there. And there's even sometimes when you're deploying that 1080, putting the bags of poison grain out, that you're essentially hand feeding it to little suckers that are sitting there waiting and expecting the free grain. That's the way to make sure that you don't have much of that baited grain sitting out in your paddock. You've got it immediately consumed by the pigs.
Lots of people have issues with using 1080 because they have concern that it might be consumed by livestock and it might be fatal to livestock. What are some of the things that you've put in place to make sure that this doesn't happen?
The first big thing is site hygiene. You put it out for a few days and then remove it, and that's a bit of a requirement. One of the other big issues is that the 1080 poison can remain active, so that you get a little bit of a follow-on. And we've had pigs and certainly foxes being poisoned from consuming poisoned animals, pig eating a dead pig. So that cannibalism process can sort of keep the 1080 poison in the system for a little longer. It does then cause an issue for anyone who's bringing dogs onto the property, particularly if they're using pig dogs. But look, it's just a matter of being sensible with it and not bringing those dogs onto the place for at least a fortnight after you've removed the grain, and we don't have too many issues now. People who aren't using 1080 poison as part of their pig control, particularly in the Moree and Western areas, you need to think about it. We're going to have to continue to use control methods. 1080 baiting plus trapping plus shooting, all these things need to be used. So don't overlook one of the really important tools in the toolbox to control these things.